The second is about my work. I am a psychotherapist, been doing it about 15 years. With what I have learned from you, I'm coming, when you talk about not wanting to be part of the negativity or, you
know, the perpetuation of what's not wanted.
I so often see all the potential and all the good that is in my clients' futures.
Yes.
And I seem to be having a harder time connecting with what is now, or maybe I don't want to.
You don't want to, but your dilemma is
bridging
twofold.
That gap, yes. So that they can feel that there is empathy.
Well, you might begin with each of them by explaining to them that you've been at this for a long time and that you've learned a lot and that you've discovered that through whatever they have lived, that they have laid a very bright and beautiful future, and that you have found that you can be so much more helpful when you focus upon where they're going rather than upon where they've been. Just sort of lay that out for them and then say to them, you know, some of my clients want me to go and readdress issues that they've lived and so that I really get the sense of why they feel the way they do. But I learned a long time ago that when I focus that way and get to feeling like they feel, I have very little to give them. And so I began a process of not looking at where they've been, at only looking where I know they want to go and where I can feel they have the potential of going. And some of them felt a sort of abandonment from me. I was even accused a time or two of not caring enough to address the issue that really seemed to be at the heart of the problem. And I explained to them, on numerous occasions, because you will, I explained to them on numerous occasions, I have far from abandoned you. I have far from forsaken you. In fact, I take the image of who you are and where you're going with me, even when we're not together. And I see your success in this. And then, but before you can give this to them, you have to have practiced in your own privacy their success through your format. You have to be able to see them achieving what you know their contrast has caused them to ask for before you can be the one that's standing over there with their vibrational escrow calling them there. But so
I see that, and that's what gets in the way.
We know you see that, and the thing that's tricky is when you're vibrating over here, you see, it's interesting. We want to put this to you in a way that it'll get your attention and it'll cause you to give yourself a little bit of a break. You got to remember that all of the resources of Source, including their own inner being, including that which many would call God, is over there in their vibrational escrow vortex calling them home. And if they can't hear all of that, what makes you think they will hear you? You see? And so what makes us think that they will be more likely to hear you is that you're standing there, like Esther, in the flesh. You're standing there giving analogies that they can hear with their ears. They're not in a position where they have to interpret the vibration personally, a vibration that they can't interpret because they're nowhere near it. They have the advantage of you interpreting who they are, reflecting back to them who they are, confidently knowing that they can achieve it, and knowing it so clearly that you're calling them there. You see. But we think this story that you are telling them will help them, that just tell them up front, I'm not going to wallow with you and I'm not going to sympathize with you and I'm going to try only to empathize with where you're going and never with where you've been. Because I think your life experience has been magnificent and I think wonderful things have been born within you because of it. And I think that you will look back in 5 years or maybe even sooner at this stuff that feels so wretched to you now and you will feel only appreciation for it. Now you'll start to lose them a little bit because they still want you to complain with them about the husband that left them and so on. But as you tell them frequently how you see them, because you have seen them there, you got to remember that the larger part of them is already over there. And as you get a glimpse of that larger part and it becomes part of your vibrational escrow, you will have power of influence. Now, here's how it works. So here you are focusing upon a client and seeing the client where you know the client does not want to be. And in that process, putting this successful improvement in your vibrational escrow. So now this person, like everyone that you care about, has become part of your vibrational escrow. So now you're seeing them as improving, as thriving, as succeeding. And when you look there, you come into alignment with your vibrational escrow. But if they complain loudly enough that it causes you to look back at where they are, now they have induced you away from your vibrational escrow, and that feels awful to you. It may even make you feel resentment toward them, sort of like they're not trying. They're not even trying. They're not trying to hear, you see. So the key for anyone, whether it is creation of an empire or creation of a physical condition for yourself or the creation of an improved client, it's always the same for you. You cannot allow the clamoring of what is to distract you from the vision that is in your vibrational escrow. So you could put it to them in that very selfish way. You could say, by the way, I get very committed to my clients because your success is very important to me. It's why I do this work. And so I spend time as we mine the wonderful details of your experience. I have this picture of your improved situation that's very real to me and very important to me. And when you ask me to go back and complain with you, you drag me from the picture that I have formed and you limit my ability to help you. And worst of all, say to them selfishly, you make me feel bad when it happens, and I'm not willing to go there for anyone. And then in your own mind, don't tell them that because most of them aren't ready. In your own mind, think, and your inner being isn't willing. Your own inner being isn't willing to go over there and suffer with you. Why would I go over there and suffer with you? I want to be over here with my inner being and with your inner being, calling you toward the improvement that you deserve so much, you see. You really hear that, don't you? So just level with them. Tell them how meaningful they are to you, and tell them that you have an image of them. You can use as many words that you are hearing here as you think they are ready to hear. You don't have to use the weird sounding terminology of Abraham. You can speak in real terms.
Can't do that.
You can speak in real terms of, I care about you and I see things are getting better for you. And when I look at who you really are, I feel so good. I can really feel we're onto something. And when I look back at where you currently are, I feel discord in that. And I can feel that all of my ability to influence you or help you sort of wanes. And so I'm working very clearly. I think about you when you're not here, and I've come into vibrational alignment. Whoops, too weird. I have found a very satisfying place for myself of seeing your success. And I have to tell you, that's my story about you, and I'm sticking to it. This is my story about you, and I'm sticking to it. And so, and you can tell whatever story about you what you want to tell, but if you tell a story that isn't the story that I'm telling, don't be surprised when I sort of go, no, 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 and don't listen to that story, because this is the story I see of you. I see you clearly. I feel your power. I know who you are. I can even feel why you were born. I know why we've come together. I know the value that I can be for you. I know the value that you can be for others. I know that this is a temporary situation for you. I'm not worried about you at all. I refuse to worry about you. You are not worth worrying about, not because I don't love you, but because the troublesome parts of your life are so minuscule in comparison with the wonderful parts of your life. Your future is so big and so full and so wonderful, and what's happening right now is so temporary. Don't make me look there, and don't you look there either, you see. Good.
Thank you.
Nice to have friends who not only root for your success, but see it. Nice to have a friend who knows without any doubt whatsoever about who you are and where you are going, and is not distracted by your temporary halting approach.